To finally settle the pay raise issue, lawmakers would have to come up with about $100 million. State Representative Liu Lang, a Democrat from Skokie, says some of his colleagues are offended they're being asked to pay for a union contract that someone else negotiated, in this case, the governor. Not only that,
but, you know, there are many members of the House who want to, while they want to see workers paid, they also want to see schools funded. They also want roads fixed. They also have other agendas.
Another representative, David Rice, a Republican from Willow Hill, says he supported withholding the raises in 2011. He saw it as an alternative to closing facilities or laying people off. But now, after a judge ruled in the union's favor, Rice says it's time to pay.
We're paying interest on that back owed money of 6 or 7%. So it's just going to continue to cost the taxpayers more and more.
Lawmakers could take up this and other spending measures next week at the conclusion of the fall veto session. I'm Brian Mackey.